Hello and welcome to season 2, episode 7 of A Thousand Shades of Green, a literature podcast celebrating contemporary poets and writers. I'm Susan Richardson, your host and author of the poetry collections Things My Mother Left Behind, now in its second edition from Baxter House Editions, and Tiger Lily, an ekphrastic collaboration with Jane Cornwell, published by JC Studio Press. I also write the blog Stories from the Edge of Blindness. Today, it is my absolute pleasure to share the beautiful poetry of Jude Marr. Jude is a Pushcart-nominated trans poet, editor, and teacher. His full-length collection, We Know Each Other by Our Wounds, came out from Animal Heart Press in 2020, and he admires the press's founders so much that he now also works with them as a reader, editor, and social media person. Jude also has a chapbook, Breakfast for the Birds, from Finishing Line Press, and he is currently putting together a new, as yet unnamed, collection. Jude's work has appeared in many journals and anthologies on both sides of the Atlantic, most recently in Reed Magazine, Leavings, Cut Leaf Journal, and in Masculinity, an anthology of modern voices, just out from Broken Sleep Books. After a checkered early career and 10 years of living, learning, and teaching in the U.S., Jude is now in England, working as a freelance editor and writing coach, and sometimes teaching an evening class in creative writing at the local art college. But cold winters and creeping intimations of age do not agree with Jude. He is plotting another move, hopefully to a warmer climate next year. Here's to the next adventure. I had read Jude's work in journals and seen his name online, but my first sort of crystal clear memory of him is from his reading at the launch for Tiger Lily, my ekphrastic collaboration with artist Jane Cornwell. He read a poem that night that was so striking, so beautifully crafted, it kind of blew my mind. His poems lead you in unexpected directions, and they take your breath away. The complexity, the exquisite layers of his poems are rich with the intensity and beauty of language, language he uses in truly new and exciting ways. I am thrilled to be able to share some of his poems with you today. The first poem for today's episode is from the inaugural issue of The Storms. It's called Breath for Stones. One image cracks our tongues. Live again and rage when stains howl and the sky is caged. Sing, don't pray. Gilded sects tell tales till we become the promised dead. A pack of knaves goes laboring uphill. Run, run away, follow your fool, your better wheel. Worms are winter. We are ants, burdened but strong, leaves hefted overhead. But dare we break step? Bare our heads? Yes, we serve the storm. We praise rain, stink, and stage. When earth breaks, exposing splintered stone, we leap the barrow, leap and run. And when strength fades, exhale. Your song's a monument, each syllable a summer. as birds and butterflies forgive the vault, forgive your age. Our walls are also home, loamed and sage, and tell their histories while breath remains. So the rest of today's poems, with one exception, are from Jude's chapbook, Breakfast for the Birds. In reading Jude's books, I realized that there are so many pieces I want to share. The only way, really, is to share them one book at a time. So I hope he will agree to being featured in future seasons of the podcast. The first poem I've chosen to share from Breakfast for the Birds is called Geography and Interior. A flat planet pinned to a classroom wall, nations named and claimed, and me aching to be where there be dragons. Earth's a ball caught in a net. Lines intersect. I long for latitude, for a bellied sail and a spyglass. Pain's a constant now. Dragon's teeth tear at my concentration. Lost like a bird sings inside my chest. I am confined, my mind reduced to wordplay. If I sail away, if I let pain take me to another place, when I close my eyes against the glare, I see a universe of floating worlds, black dots adrift in crimson space. I cannot rest. I cannot trace my route from here to where the anchors weigh. This one is titled Night Train. Leave heat-sapped city people eating cart food, grease hiss-dripping onto skillet slabs. Leave angry cabs stranded in stagnant traffic. Pick up your bags and go to Penn Station. Descend to where, revivified by cryogenic air, hardiest travelers ensnare red caps while untended lines take root beneath a leafless garden. Arm yourself with a tall chai, a panini, and a magazine, then tack toward the great departures board where schedules harden, where unheeded clicks determine onward journeys. Negotiate a safe route around haggard glances, rictus lips and last grasp hands to reach that damned escalator. Leave all bright light busyness behind. Leave aspiration. Descend again to where your conductor awaits. This is Sigmund in London. His Hampstead study is Vienna, rebuilt in homage to guilt by free association. Freud is 82 and ill. Facing east, he can still hear his books burning or see his sisters who have no exit visas. Patients sometimes call. His couch leaks confidences. When he wakes from a painless dream, Freud feels his daughter's love like scrim draped over a rattled, raw-boned face. His cancer cannot be excised from a mouth made tumorous by smoke. Sometimes, beyond pleasure, a cigar is just destruction in a gaudy wrapper. His doctor lies, but Sigmund knows. Agony blasts ego into id, but Dr. Freud is an heroic thinker. His ruined jaw makes an O. His physician has promised morphine, but the analyst child may say no. What does a woman want, after all? This is Breakfast for the Birds. In intimate circles, I am known not by my heart circumference, but rather by the jut of my chin. Mornings, I push my fist into a knotted pillow and move my left hip into a different discomfort. You said, don't sleep with your heart pressed against an inanimate object. And I stood by an open window and sawed my last bagel into breakfast for the birds. I know bone-wired and helpless from past lives, and still obsession leads me back to rope and road, to backwoods shack and solitary idleness of dappled birch and docile weeds. My heart's a muscle without memory, a sparrow-sized anomaly beating from thought to thought. On Christopher Street, Con Ed is digging a hole. I think about how your ass looks in jeans. I am a thundering pulse. This next one is called When I Wake Up with Dread. 6 a.m., day clawing at the drapes, and refrigerator grind is an empty mind, dry heaving acid aftertaste. Sometimes I forget to breathe. You are not a tangled comforter, and you are not soft blues still playing, and you are not a phone alarm. No, dread, you are a butterfly regressed to larval creep inside my sleep-stunned belly. But here's the thing. I'm awake now. I need you to be winged. The final poem for this episode from Jude's collection, We Know Each Other by Our Wounds, is the poem that Jude read at the Tiger Lily launch, the poem that left me in pieces. It's called On Viewing a Spider Installation. At the crux, the cross, the spider crotch, thread legs emerge, leg roots set in stone. Inside spider's stone egg body, lifeblood, stone blood. We make science in our image, spider says, but art is all distortion. My rootless fear eats my soul like a camera. I turn my back to the lens. I am a body, spider says. I am fear. I fear I can no longer see your face. We are a freak museum, I say. My spider heart, your twisted threads. So for today's closing poem, I am returning to Tiger Lily. This is called The Shape of Dragons. I am a creature of the night, a bomb in the mouth of a full moon. My voice bleeds onto a darkened canvas, blues and purples that saturate the sky, exploding in parcels of light. Stars fall in shapes of dragons that spackle my skin and burn up inhibitions, lending my heart to the pursuit of defiance. I am a transformation of breath and blood, hunger sweltering on an eager tongue, a howl that conquers the quiet of 3 a.m. I delight in the caress of nightfall, an unleashing of frenzy and fire. Disguised by the sounds of darkness, I fly through chaos with open eyes, unafraid and beautiful. When the sun rises, I slip into the skin of shadows, impenetrable, unbreakable. I vanish. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of A Thousand Shades of Green, celebrating the exquisite poetry of Jude Marr. It has been my privilege to read his beautiful work. You can find out more about Jude in the show notes and on my website, floweringinc.com. Don't forget to take a minute to follow our podcast, and we will be back in 1 week with a brand new episode. A Thousand Shades of Green was created and presented by me, Susan Richardson. All artwork was created by Jane Cornwell. A Thousand Shades of Green is produced by Joe Richardson.